ויחל הזוב עם הזובה מפני הרגל הבאה. In other words, suppose the husband and the wife are both made. The husband is a zav, and the wife is a zovet. So there is no, let's say, even bizman abayis, when Jews were zoya, not to become tome. So, but since the husband and the wife are both made, so that's only anyway. So I mean, so what kind of zeros is there? But they should not be eichel together. Hazobi mazobe, mitni hergel avere. So he says, lo yeichel hazobi mazobe, Rashi says, virkoshkin toiri mazobe, mitni hergel avere, mitni shemtech shemis yachadi, yovei livei zobe shibikos. When he says shemis yachadi, doesn't mean yichud. It's not a question of yichud. Hey, there might be 100 people in the house when the zov and the zov means misyachad in the sense of privacy. In other words, if they eat together, so then it might become juicy to an avera, you know, to a relationship. It's exactly the other. Now, what's the aloha for yichud hazov mazoveh? Mit ne hergel avere, die kosten teuer im Azov. And that means that a husband and the wife, when the wife is in Ido, they're not allowed to eat together. I mean, that's inconceivable. So the Rambam mentions that aloche, they're not allowed to eat from the same plate, because this is an intimate thing, you know, when you eat from the same plate. So melee it might be conducive to her glavera if they eat from the same plate. The Raived is masik when he says not only from the same plate you're not allowed to eat when white is an eater, but even on the same table. So the Rosh in Shabbos says that I mean, it's a little bit of a parallel. The Rosh Hashulchan says it in the Raivet, and he doesn't mention that the Rosh says it, but the Rosh says it in Shabbos. The same thing is mentioned by the Rosh Hashulchan in Simen Kutzal Kei, but the Rosh in Shabbos says it. The Raivet doesn't mean that when the wife is in Nido, so the husband is not allowed to eat with her at the same table. It's inconceivable, but she has to eat at a different table. And he means the Rosh says, because Bisman Chazal, and perhaps even Bisman Meshenim in certain places. So the universal practice was that everyone ate at a separate small table. But husband and wife, because of the intimacy between them, used to eat at the same small table. As a matter of fact, in the fancy restaurants, even the kosher restaurants, in New York I know, I mean in Chicago I was never in a restaurant, I don't know. I never was in a restaurant in Chicago. But in New York, in the fancy kosher restaurants, so the kosher restaurants, I mean the non-kosher restaurants, I never visit this, I don't know. But the kosher non-fancy restaurants, so there's a big table, you know, and then like 10 people are served the same thing. But the fancy kosher restaurants, so they have a small table. And when a person comes in, he's served at that small table. And no other person is served at the same table. But if a couple comes in, so then they are both served at a small table. If, let's say, if two men are business associates, so they go to a restaurant and they want to talk to each other, so then they say to the waiter, we want to eat at the same table, so then they'll be served on the same small table. But usually, every person, except for a couple, is served on a small table setup. So the Rosh says that what Ayvet means, that even on the same shulchan, now, here's the Rosh. Dalev, Mihilches Isurei Bie, Halocha Nitches. The Oso Leodom, She Yidbag de Ishte, Vishivas Yom Niki Meilu. The Athol Pishi Hibik Suso, the Hubik Susai. The Lo Yikavlo, the Lo Yigabo, Afilu, the Ezbaktan, the Lo Yechalimo Bikora Achas. Klolei shal dovo, yinei dimo b'mei svira, so he says, b'lo yeichal imo b'korachas. Klolei shal dovo, yinei dimo b'mei svira, kimoi she yinei b'mei nide, shadayin hi b'kores, ake titril kmoi she dara. Vi osa lorom shidba, kosa barai vizal, onu neyadim, afil al shulchan echot. Vi chen kosa barabach ezal. Shilvis. So the Rosh says, Doch a Shulchan says it doesn't mention the Rosh. The Rosh says, the Raiva doesn't mean that the husband and wife, while she's in Edom, have to eat at separate tables. And he doesn't even mean, the Raiva, that without the Hekar they cannot eat at the same table. Of course, if it's a big table, they can eat at the same table without an Hekar. It's not necessary to make a Hekar. But, Bizman Chazal, so the universal practice was, that everyone used to eat at a small table by himself, except husband and wife, because of the intimate relationship between them. So they ate at a small table together. So Mele, if many do so, they'll do the same thing. It might, Chas V'Sholem, be conducive to a relationship, because eating at a small table together is indicative of an intimate relationship. So Mele, we may do so, is not allowed to maintain this intimate relationship of eating at a small table together with his wife. Yeah, all right. The spirit Yudale Falochi Yukas. All right, now, let's go to the Gemara, Daf Yud Gimel. Kai, Daf Yud Gimel with Aleph. The fifth line, Kai Yitzhi Bile Yichel Azov, Tani Reb Shimon Ben Elozor Enei, Bo Yurei Ad Heichon Porzo Taro Bi Yisrael. That's in a favorable sense. Take a look how Jews are zoyer in Taras, not to contaminate themselves by coming in contact with the Tomei, and not to contaminate Eichlin, so conscientious. Shalom shoninu lo yechal ha-toyer imatveh. Because the Mishnah doesn't even have to mention it. I mean, all Jews are zoyer not to eat a toyer, should eat with the mayo because of the contamination of the Aras. But the Mishnah has to exhort us that lo yechal azovim azove, where there is no problem with contamination of the Aras because it's contaminated anyway, they are both made. So, but because of the siyog with the haglavir, kayetzibay lo yechal zav poru shim zav amoretz, Shema Yagolene Etzlei. Vichim Magile Etzlei Mayhave. So what's wrong with an Amhoretz being close to repose? What's I mean? What harm can there be? Vichim Magile Etzlei Mayhave. Leine Shema Yagolene Dvorim Dmei. Otu Zof Porush Lav Morim Dmei Mochir. He's done it anyway. Omar Abaye, Zero Shemayachelenu Dvorim Shein Nisukon. Because I'm a Oretz, I'm a Zoya. Birobe Omar, Riva Mi Oretz Mi Astene, Elo Shemo Yei Rogil Etzlei, Biyachelenu Dvorim Tmein Bimei Taros. All right. Iboyel, this is the suit. It's a very difficult suit. Nido Mal Shetishan in Bailo, He be big door, they who be big. Now, I just want to clench. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara is the Shaila. Nido Mao Shetisha in Bailo, who be big door? He be big door, they who be big there. Does the Gemara have reference to the case that even though they are dressed, but there is contact? They are dressed, but there is still contact. Because the bgodim touch each other. Or the shaila of the Gemara is only in the case where there is no contact. Let's say, as the Gemara says, in one lashon in connection with the Talmid Echot, that mitochada have it was a very wide bed. In other words, there is no contact. Not even for the bgodim is a contact. But if there is contact, then it goes without saying that it's awesome. It's not an abaye. But the whole shaila is in case where they both sleep with dressed, fully dressed in their clothes, and the bed is a very big bed, and there is no contact. Even through the clothes, there is no contact. Then there is a shaila, whether it's muter or osir. So in such a case, Gemara is an abaye, and then Gemara says, according to Rabbi Dosi, it's muter. According to Rabbi Dosi, it's muter. Mashenkin, if there is contact, then it's certainly also. Then the Gemara doesn't even have an abaye. So you will see, when you go over this Gemara, and the Tesis in Sanhedrin, in connection with the Gemara of Sugavash and Shani, that there is a machlekes Hashem. But this is an open question. Iboyalu, Nido Mal. Shetishan in Bailo, he be big do, be who be big day. Rash, Shetishan in Bailo, be Nito, Figain Shuhu Tommy, the Lekele Mechash Mushim Tare, Oi Bismanaze, Shein Bitare, Nihashino Herdo Avere, In other words, it's not conducive to a relationship, because after all, that's an unusual thing for a person to sleep in his clothes. Now, what it means, so one thing is sure, when it says the big day, it doesn't mean the big day, let's say, she's wearing pajamas and he's wearing pajamas. So that's no hacker, that's no machine. That's the Derech Hayom. It means the big day, the big dog, they are fully dressed, but they sleep in their clothes. So Meile, that would be a deterrent against coming close to each other. Omer Rav Yisek Toshma, Hoeif, Elei Magvino al Ashulchon Ve'ini Nechal. So, Dive Bisham. So, according to Bishamai, so Psaro Eif can be put on the same table together with Gvino. Together with Gvino. But of course, in the Rabbono, you're not allowed to eat it together. But you're allowed, let's say, to eat chicken even though there is butter and cheese on the table. And we are not chayshish, according to Bishamai, maybe you'll forget and they'll eat the chicken together with it. But Bisilel, so it's one of the machlekes where Bisilel al machmir and Bishamad machir. Bisilel imrim lo yeile velo yinach. So we see that we are geizer. So here too, if he be big dog, if he be big day, we should be geizer. Maybe has to show them. They will forget and they'll have a relationship. So the Gemara says, Shana Hosom Dileke Deis. Over there, so the Mishnah in Chulin is reference to the case where one person is eating at a table. So there is no other person to remind them. One person sometimes might forget this. Mashinkin here, you have 2 days, 2 parts, the husband and the wife. So if one forgets, he might try to come close to his wife. So she'll remind him, we are not dealing with Putin, with Abayomi, we are dealing with his soiled shell, who has Kishayna, this is Muta, that is Muta. So since there are days, there are two parties involved, so Mele, we don't have the Cheshish maybe to be conducive to Abayomi. Because if one forgets, the other one will remind. Shana Hosom Dileke Deis, there is only one person. Hochanan Mistab, Deicha Dike Deis, when there are 2 parties, Isha, Diktone Sefer, Shingam Limeir, Shineach Sinoim, 2 guests, Eichon Al Shulch Nechot, Zeichel Boso, Vizeichel Vino, Vein Cheshish. Why? Because if one Achsanoim will forget, so the other Achsan Noye will remind. Lavit Maralo, Marav Konim Baram, Omar Shmuel, Lo Yishono Lo Yishin Makir in Zeze. Ava Makir in Zeze Asurim. Because if they're not Makir Zeze, so maybe they'll feel inhibited, you know. They will feel inhibited in taking. It's not just a question of the Yisrael of the Cholov. It just is not minanimus, you know. Reuven and Shimon, they don't know each other. Reuven has chicken and Shimon has cheese. So I mean, it's not in accordance, you know, with civilized behavior for Reuven to take away Shimon's chicken. They don't even know each other. Aval Machirin says, but if they know each other, asuri, vachaname machirin zezenime. So, it should be osa. So the Gemara says, no, hocha ashti, hosom deisike shinuleke. So there is nothing to deter them. Hocha ikedeis dikishino. Ikedamre, toshma, afshin gambu yemeshneach sinoyim yichoshkuneachot. זה בוסו וזה גבינו ויגמר לו מרד חולים ברם הוא משמעו ישם שמכירים זה זה אבל מכירים זה זה עושה ואנם מכירים זה זה נינו הוסם די סי כשינו לקה הוכי כדי סי כשינו because it's unusual for people to sleep fully dressed so maybe that in itself will be the deterrent. Now the Rashi. Rashukon Sheikhilov Mutraniya Psari Piflag Vino. Because our Bishamai Psari the Holov Lab the Raise. The Legazim Nalot Achille. The Nakhlim Bisraim and Shmamar Dosa. The like a day Shnegon Shaskil Zoze. Vadina Mostrishni like a Shinule Kere. When we did that even not late after 2 days like it. Shimachirim Losa Havu Mishkam the Havu Mechal. אבל מכירים עושה, ואישהו בא לו נם מכירים זה זה, ושמם לא עושה, שינו לקה שאיך למדרך אחילה, היא כשינו, שאין לי דרך לי שינו בקרב בוסו, כי תחשיב שאו כסוסו בגנוסו, והוא אמר, שאו זה קרב בוסו, שמו אמר, ויפשי, אלו היא בביגדו, ובביגדו יצא בקסו, not wait, why does Rashi mention the Gemara? To show that it's unusual, for husband and wife to sleep in their clothes, fully dressed. Right.
Rabbi, what does Rashi say that by Sarah the call of the flag the rice? Had it been the rice of when the house could sing along?
So then the Shammai would be made there that we have to believe there. The reason as to why the Shammai is made here is because Psarim B'cholov is the Rabbonon. So Mele to be Gezer, Haloi, Otachle would be like Zer Alexer. But if the Shammai had held that Psarim B'cholov is the Raise, then the Shammai would be made to be Sila. And be Sila Asa, not because be Sila hold that Psarim B'cholov is the Raise. No, be Sila also made it. The Tzarei B'cholov is the Rabbonon. But still, we are Gezer. Sometimes we are Gezer because of the Rabbonon. And we don't say Gzer Gzer because Kulechon Gzer. Now, when do we say Gzer Gzer Le'adinon? When do we say Kulechon Gzer? So we shouldn't give the cloud. If, let's say, the Chachomim at one time, in one month, they assert Tzarei B'cholov. And they didn't ask Haloi. So then, 50 years later, the Beis Din decides to ask Haloi too. So then we say, Gzeir Gzeir Le'Adin. But if at the same time that the Beis Din considers the question of asking Tzarei B'cholov, they also decide, they consider Asherin Haloye Oto Achille, then it's Kule Chod Gzeir.
So why don't we compare it to Nidom, which is the rice?
What?
Why don't we compare it to Nidom, which is the rice?
Okay, so on the contrary, so the Raya is from Bisila. If Bisila La Gezeir in respect to Tzarei B'cholov is the Rabbonon, so La Chaskamo V'chamo in regard to Nidom, where it's an Isakores, so it's her mission to Gezeir. Toshma, Elohim Liochal, the Ainov Leno saw, El Yulue Tiposni Cheskel, El Yulue Beis Israel, the Sishisrael Le Timei, Vel Nishonido Le Yikrav, Maki Shishonido Le Shisrael, My Shisrael who be big, they be big doors, Hafish Nido, who be big, they be big doors, Shma Mino. Now let's see Rashi. Elohim lo yochal, b'feri kelein anisrofim b'sanhedrin, miforesh lei shal nistaneis b'schusobes, shal yhutzav, shal yhutzav lekach, b'kei shuhutzav, ma ish tzodeh zehekesh, b'tui neish esrei o enido, ma ish esrei o do solon yichud na teiro b'kdushin, miyochicho ben mecho. So the Gemara learns out. Is there a small Gemara edition? All right, you don't have to go. Okay, sorry. For the time being, you don't need it. All right. So the Gemara learns out an Iser of Yichud from the Pasuk Ki Yosischo Ochicho Ben Yichud. V'chibanimei meisis v'nobi loy meisis. So the Gemara learns out from that pasuk at the end of Nisa Hadushin. So there is a Nisa Yichud Midraise to be Nisyachayit with an Ishishish or another elf, except a mother with a son is allowed to be Nisyachayit, not only to be Nisyachayit temporarily, but even to stay in one womb, I mean, for many, many years, and the father with a daughter, so there is a special heta. There is no Yisa Yehud. And the Achei say, so the Hakoye Baal may even to stay and sleep in the same apartment for a few days, or even for a week or so, is muta. But permanently, for a brother to stay with the sister is also. That's the Allah. But other arayas of Shabbosol, let's say, and then, you know, Achis, Ishtei Lahavirishin. So she's also now, even though she's a Knuyo, or Laha Misas. I mean, Achesishtei Laha. Achesishtei, I meant really Ishisochit Lahavirishin. Or other rayas of Shabbosor, so there is a Nisa Yichud in the right. So, Rashi says, why does the Brai say, take it for granted, that Eishes Reyu, who be big day, we be big day, Osea, as the Raposh. So the Brai say, it's on the basis of the Hekesh, says that Baal be Ishtinido, is also Osea. But, Eishishish goes without saying that it's Osea. Why? Because Eishishish, there's a Nisa Yichud in the Raisa. So maybe that's Luigoraten Ten Yichud. So this is the Kasha. But suppose there are people in the house. Pesach Pesach Shus Rabim. Or suppose there are people in the room. So there is no Yichud. So maybe Teisa says no. Why is it by Shishis? Is it the Raposha? That she Yitzchei Teichei Umizgaber all of the Eseya. So he says, because Yitzchei Teichei Umizgaber all of the Eseya. But Baal B'Yishti Nido, so Yitzchei is not talking. Yitzchei is not talking. Now, anyway, Teisves in Sanhedrin says something else. Also Chilik Hamrash. But whereas here Teisves says that the reason as to why is it of a portion that by Yishish, who be big day in the big day is also, is because Yitzchei Teichei Olov in Sanhedrin. That from Zion, in the Sugi of Suga Bashishani. Vim Teima, who am Rino and Ferikame di Shabbos, Makish Ishtinido Leish Esreyu, My Ishes Reyu, who be big day, be big day, Oser, who Pirisham, be Kuntres, Mishim Dichu de Ishishish. Afish Dinido, Vohom, our Suda Bashishan, Monefshach. If the reason is why by Ishishish it's Oser, is because it's Rigorat and Yichud, so how can we make a Hekesh that Ish Dinido also? But if it's on the by Ishishish, it's Oser on the basis of Yichud, but today we have this special question of Suda Bashishan, that there is no Issa Yichud between a husband and wife when the wife is in Yom. The Yesh Leima, the who be big day, the he be big do, asura be shishish, afilu be lo Yichud, mishim kube daite, sheneninu mischaminim zemze. So here Teisves in Shabbos mentioned because Yitzchak take from his gather. In Sanhedrin doesn't mention Yitzchak take it from his gather. He mentions something else because there is kiruv boso through the bgodim. There is physical contact through the bgodim, and through the bgodim they feel the warmth of the other goof. So of course it is also by Yishish. I mean, how could it be possible that should be muta by Yishish? But I would say by Yishtinido it is muta, even though there is kiruv physical contact. Because there is a heker. So that's the hekesh, that by Ishtinido it's also. How is it? The thesis in Shabbos explains it one way, and thesis in Sanhedrin explains it the other way. The answer is, that's the shayla. I raise the question, when the Gemara raises the question, that who be big day, he be big dog, is mutar or osera, does Gemara have reference to the case where there is contact between the body? They are fully dressed, but they touch each other. The godin, through the godin, there is physical contact. Or the Gemara has reference to a case where the bed is very big, as the Gemara says in one lotion, in connection with the Talmud Yechot, mitochadah, very big bed, and they are removed apart. The wife sleeps at one end of the bed, and the husband sleeps in his clothes the other end of the bed. But if there is company, of course it is also, then it goes without saying. So apparently, that's the machlekes between Tesis and Shabbos and Tesis in Sanhedrin. Tesis and Shabbos assumes that the Abaye of the Gemara is reference to the case where it's a very good bed and there is no physical contact between them for the product. For the product. Some male Tesis in the Kashi. So why is it such a double portion? That by Yisrael, it's a Shabbos. He said, Baish Yisrael, so Yitzchak takes it. So it's also because of Nishmat and the field of Allah. The Gemara and the Zohar, I think that's it has. Second line from the end of the Amud. Meise, the Nishmat in the Kul of Rosh, or Yistakel Odom Bishano Batu of Nuyo, the Yishishish Batu in the Koeres, the Loi, the Big Bitseva Shalisha, the Loi Bechameya, the Loi Bechameiro, the Loi Bechazia, the Loi Bechaziro, the Loi Beite, this man in Skok in Zelda. So what's the problem? The problem is that the person shouldn't do anything that might has to show them be conducive to Yitzchak, to heal. Some male in one bed with Eish Yisrael. So then it's certainly conducive to Yitzchak faith. Some male Yitzchak mitzad the Nishmat on the Kol Devaro. Why does Jesus explain it on that basis? Not on the basis of the fact that there is skill. There is physical contact, Chirubosa, through the Godin. Of course it's also Chirubosa. Does that mean that if a person, let's say, will dance with women and he will put a kerchief on her so there'll be chzitze, so there will not be an isra of Chirubosa? I mean, that's ridiculous. So, some mele, what taste is, in Shabbos assumes that the whole Abaye of the Gemara is in the case of a white bed where there is no physical contact. One sleeps at one end of the bed and the other one sleeps at the other end of the bed. So then there is no Abaye. So that's why Teisves explains it. Why is it also Beis Yisrael? Because of Yitzchak, because of this Selat Nishmat in the Kol Devaro. But Tesis is an Hedrin holds that Abaye has reference in the Ramban in his Ramitzvist also says that Abaye has reference to the case where there is Kirov Bosa, through the God in there is Kirov Bosa, and Nishamim in Zemizeh, and through the physical contact, through the God in, so one feels the warmth of the goof of the other. Some melee. So, that's the Abaye by Yisrael, but by Eish Yisrael it certainly was. By Eish Yisrael it certainly was. So that's it. So my Eish Yisrael, why is it by Eish Yisrael it certainly was? Why? I mean, of course, the Sikh is not higher. It was, I mean, it's inconceivable. But we have to understand on what basis? Monetary. You know, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. It's together. There is love the raise in Chirub Boso without beer. By a rice. According to the Rambam, if someone is mechabel nashim an ervo, there are five, there are chivo, he's high malchus, he's posleis. He's posleis. And he's shish, or let's say, shirboso, if he does it, there are chivo, let's say, achisishte, or shisochi, lachagereshi. So, or even nido, because nido there is also a nisa forest. As a matter of fact, the post, where is the chamisha chumchiteo? Is there? Vayikol itches prosecutes. Ve'elisho b'nidas tumoso lo yisikhaf legalis avos. So the Rambam mentions it in the Mira Mitzvah that of killing boso without being in all rayas, including nida, even though nida Dushin states the blood is not a mamzer. So, but here the love is mentioned that in connection with him, not in connection with Shishish. It's mentioned that in connection with Nido. Of course, if it's true of Nido, so it's certainly true of Shishish and all the other arayas, which are more homo than Nido, because Nido, even though there is a few forests, but Dushin states and the blood is not a mamzer, Mashiach in other arayas. So. Tushin is Matthias, the blood is a mamza. But the love is mentioned that in connection with Nido. So Monefshah, Taisa says that in Sanhedrin, that the reason as to why it's a double portion by each Israel is also because there is physical contact. And the Ramban also says that in Sanhedrin, that the Gemara is reference to a case where there is physical contact to the body and they feel the the dam is chamis migufan. Some mele, it comes with the Isaiah of Elisha bin Estomos, or is he crafted down in Salvoso? So, how does the Gemara say, Maish Israel, who big the view, big the Osea? After on the contrary, the love of Kiron Boso is mentioned that in connection with Nido, and not in connection with Nish. That's one of the kashas. That the Ramban raises against the Ramban. Because that's it, Rosh in the Safro. But only Eloligalis. Only Eloligalis. Minayim Shalayikhaflo. Talmud Lema. The Elisha Benidas Tomoso Leisikhaf Galzavas. Even Chibogenishu. Any chair of Bosa is also. So, Monef Shachit is it Roshet Mure, it's the Rambam is young. The Rambam says it's an asmacht, it's only the Rabbana. But the Rambam asks against the Rambam, if it is it Roshet Mure, so how does the price say, Mayesh Israel, who will be the Osir, Afnido, who will be the Osir, on the contrary, The Yisar of Tehillim Bosar is mentioned in connection with the Shemido. So the Gemara should say, my Shemido, who will be Yosar because of the love, Afish Yisrael also. So what is the Teretz? This is the Ramban's Kasha again. So what is the Teretz from that Kasha? Because whereas the Ramban assumes that the Abaye of Pudim Pidgin would be Bidor, his reference to the case where there is physical contact, the Rambam Shita is that the Abaye of Pudim Pidgin would be Bidor, Mutra also has reference to the case where it's a big bed and there is no contact. If there is context, of course it's also Slav the Rai said there is no case. So what if they are blessed? So what if they are blessed? So it's still the same Yisar of Tehillim Bosar, what does it mean of Chitzitza here? So Mele. So, but Abaye has referenced the case where there is no context. Mitochado. So then, the Gemara says, by Aishes, Re'eo, it's certainly not. Now, why is it certainly not by Aishes? If there is no coming. So then it doesn't come within the love of the Lisha B'nias to Mosul is Sikrab Regalis of Mosul. That's only Chibuk Nishuk, where there is physical contact, but where there is no physical contact, so then it doesn't come within that love. So why is it definitely Osir? Definitely Osir by Israel. So the Ramban himself will soon see. Yes, the Ramitra says, because the Mora in Abrizore mentions Al Tikra El Pesar Beiso Zuzaino. So the plain pshat is Daladamas. The plain pshat in the morning, the Ramban's pshat is very strange. Zaino means a prostitute, that one should keep away from a prostitute. So even Daladamas keep away, and should not come close to her. There's the plain pshat. But the Ramban's family doesn't explain it. He says, when does a woman become a Zeno? If it's a beer of Elmo, let's say, if in Shishish is Mizane, or if a woman is Mizane, let's say, with one of the Kredi, that are the chorus, so then she becomes a Zeno, and she's a Solikuni. So Zeno doesn't mean prostitute. It means an Elmo. Where the beer makes her into a Zeno. What is that?
Chorus.
So, in other words, that's why by Shishish, it's certainly also because of the Pasuk in Mishlei, Al Tikra Vel Pesach Beis. It's a strange Ramban. Lord uses the Russian Daladamas. Does it mean that one has to keep away Daladamas from an Alva? Meaning he cannot visit a married woman? I mean, there are daily Israel who visit married women. I mean, one cannot visit, let's say, his end, Achis or Shachis. It's inconceivable. I mean, it's such a strange Ramban. Apparently, Daladamas, according to Ramban, doesn't mean Daladamas, keep away Daladamas. It means keep away from any intimate relationship. So that's called Daladamas. But it's not Dr. Daladamas. I mean, it's inconceivable. I mean, they destroy, visited married women, especially the married woman who was an Isha Tzadikas. So it's only proper to visit them. I mean, one should visit an end of it. It's inconceivable. Daladamas. So the Rambans, so apparently according to the Ramban, Daladamas doesn't mean to keep the Daladamas. In other words, he should not enter the house of an elmo. I mean, that's inconceivable. It means he should keep away from any intimate relationship with an animal. So, any intimate relationship. It's a strange pshat. Anyway, so this is how the Ramban explains this Gemara in Shabbos. Ma'ish Yisrael who will be the Yosea, because al tikra for pesal beisa, so zeno. Zeno doesn't mean zeno, an indecent woman, but zeno means a woman, an elvo, like in Shish, where she becomes a zeno for that beard. So mele, any intimacy is also. That's the pshat in Balalamas. Any intimacy is also. But I think that the Ramban, on the basis of what he says in Kriyas Shema Mishnah Sanhedrin, could explain it differently. First of all, the Ramban must apply the Gemara full to Big Day Group and Big Dog to the case of mitochada, a big bed, and there is no physical contact. In other words, the husband sleeps at one end of the bed, and the wife sleeps in a bgodim at the other end of the bed. It's a double bed, there is no physical contact. But if there is physical contact, of course it's also. Then it's love the raise, if there are many, then it's Luigoruat and Chibot Yemishuk. So it's a lot that I said there is a Chiyuv Malkus. But the Abaye of the Gemara has reference to the case where there is no conflict. So by Mido, why should it be awesome? Only Machmas Shoshe, maybe it will be conducive to relationship. So there's the shot. We could argue, since there's shinu, and it's unusual for people to sleep fully dressed in their clothes, so maybe it's not conducive to a relationship. And so maybe it's not osa, but by shishish it's certainly osa. Why? Let's see the Roshna Rambam. Start early today, but then I received calls and I was detained. So I don't know whether the baby finishes today's shiur. You have a Gemara Sanhedrin, Perush HaMishneh, so it would be worthwhile to look into it. I'm referring to the Perush HaMishneh Sanhedrin, Perek Shvi. So the Rambam discusses various dinim in connection with Arayas. So he says, the ninth line from the end of the Omet, the first column. So the Rambam says, "Umi shebo derech horim." In other words, there was no being, but it was just physical contact. He kissed one or another. Oichibeiki embraced. Oimishamish beiva miyiboro plikaponis anoye. Beize iva shenoga miyibori kupe. Chi de oison hamisangin biyad regel. Bize hamaisen minasnus. Kirinisam chachomim aleim asholem. De tzigmore imided afir dimo. Minoafim biyad regel. So it is interesting. The 12th line from the top. Tone de Vera Bishmoel, Loisinov, Loisehei Bechon Niuf, Ben Biyad Ben Bereya. Is it Rosh that we deduce from the Posik Loisinov? So Teisves explains it. Bein biyad bein beregel, heine bin shapshif milosei biyad beregel. That means it's an isser against masturbation. But the Rambam doesn't explain it that way. The Rambam doesn't. In other words, the Rambam explains it. In other words, there is physical contact between the man and the ervo. In other words, they bring their hands together and they bring their feet together. No, I mean not just a, but it doesn't mean chas v'sholem that if a person takes the hand of a shishish to wants to find out a pulse that is either of the eyes. I mean, but it means he does it derechtayve in an erratic way. So that means any physical contact between a man and an ishishish. So derech taive comes within the love of loisehei bechon niu ben biyad ben beregel. I call it the Rambam. Now, so he says, "Umi shebo derech hivorim be'avom narayis, oy no shakechot narayis, oy chibik, oy mishamish be'ida mivorot lekavonis anoye, be'ize ida shenoga mivorot gufei, ke'isona misangim biyad regel, bize amaisen naznus, kirin isa kachon malim asholem, minuapim biyad regel, v'chinam sachei kimachas narayis. והקריצה בעין ונסחבין לנוע אז כל זה עושה הוא מתאים לאיב המלכס. And then he says וכוללו מכלולים בשני לבים נסקום בתאירו היחוד זה שומע הקוסו לא יסיקרבו לגלס הרבו כלים הריזו הרו וישכח הקום נדבורם המקריבים ומביאים לגלס הרבו וכך פירושה למשול לא יסיקרבו ולא לגלס הרבו בשני מה שנאמה לבילות יעשיש מחוקי סטאיביס אבל אין חייב קורס על להביע נזכרס כמו שאומרו על עצמו של תיאור ואיסון נשקורס וכן עושו להודיע בפסונים שעלו ערבו ולהמיס בריע סועיים בצורוסו במסחבין לנוי. In other words, if he is מסחבין to be נהנה from the perfume of the ערבו, so it's also awesome. then there is no physical contact. So, why is it of sound? Bishlaine, Minoafim, Biyadubiregia, Lolait. So there is physical contact. But, Loviach Psomi, why is it of sound? And even Istakus doesn't mean to see. I mean, there is no Isa to look at women, even married women. I mean, the Chafetz Chaim, I know, the Chafetz Chaim. So when he was in Warsaw, so many married women came to him, and the Chafetz Chaim didn't keep his eyes on the floor, you know. You see, the Ger Rebbe, when a woman came to him, the late Ger Rebbe, he was another model too, he was a walking shas, Rebbe Mord Chalka. I mean, when I see the late Ger Rebbe, don't interpret it that I mean to exclude the present Ger Rebbe, that he is not a walking shas. I'm just talking about Rebbe Mord Chalka, you see. So he was a good Rebbeteiro, he was a walking shas. Rashi and Tisves was so galishin, the Rebbe Mord Chalka. So women came to him. More women came to him than to Rebbe Chaim. Hundreds of women, but the Ger Rebbe never looked at the women. He just kept his eyes like this on the floor. But Rebbe Chaim, he was talking to married women. I mean, like a normal person. I mean, so that only means Istakus means gazing. Istakus doesn't mean looking at women. You don't have to keep your eyes on the floor when a woman talks to you. But it means to gaze. Bikavona sanoye. Vilehenes vichein osso leoriach bitsonim shalayabo. Vilehenes biria saayim bitsuroso. Bimischavin lanoye. Aval in chayev al zemalkes. Viaf al pish omru. Loisinov loisene leaf. So in other words, he mentions it Rosh. Now, that's a medrash. It's not, I don't know it, okay, the more. Loisinov, loisene liat, that means to be riach, the fragrance of an eshish, mischavin lanoye, so, lifishin leiki midrosh. There is no malkes on something that is not implicit in the Pshidish Omikron. So, he says, so mele, the Rambam says, Ligabi Ishish, and from the Russian Rambam is Mashmanagabi Ishish. The same thing applies to any other elf. In other words, let's say, Achisishte, Ishizikmuye, Ishisochi, Lachagirishin, or Lacham is Bailo, and when he has children, she's an elbow, or Achis Odi, Achisine, any other elbow. So the same love of Lysen Eliab applies, even without children. So in other words, so we have two love. One love is the little Nisho Bingas to Mosol, the Sikhaf, the Gaulis Alpos. That's a love in connection with Chelpos. Of course, they're hidden, not within me. If somebody, the Rambam says that if somebody chooses Achisi Adela, so it's Maisi Tipshes and Maisi Isa. But has been shown that there is an Isa the Raisi, because he doesn't do it derech Baile. He does it derech Chivas Kurve, not derech Chivas Ishes. Doesn't do it in an erratic way, so then it's still a Maisi Tipshes. But, and the Maisi Isa too, I mean. But if somebody will Chis Achisi Adelo, so I mean, why only Achisi Adelo in Achisi Akhtano? If he'll do it, der Chayme, he'll be Chayme Malkis. He'll be Chayme Malkis if he'll do it der Chayme in an erratic way. So that applies to Nido also. Even though Nido is not like irregular Arab, because irregular Arab also is not dangerous. And the blood is a mamza, neither the kedusha is davis, and the blood is not a mamza. But here the Torah mentions the love of killing Boso, dashed in connection with Dino. So merely the Rambam says it applies to all the three colors, including Nido. Mashim king the other love of Lysina, that we darshin bid regularly send Leab, and from the Rambam is Mashma, either is send Leab, there is no physical contact. So that applies to Ishish, and from the Rosh Rambam it's Mashma, not only Ishish, but any album. But any album. So in other words, so mitzad alav of the senele av, we are not allowed, the Rambam says, we're not allowed to be meriah some mimo b'nei avo, or to be mistakil lehemis mitzorosa, gazing at women and av. So it's an av the raise of the senele av, it's the gora, can be meriah the fragrance, just to gaze in an erratic way at an av. So, but, so there is one question. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Issurei Bie, if you have the Rambam, so look in the Russian. Kol abu al elbo min harayis derech ivorin, o ishachidit v'nishik derech taive, v'nei kerubboso harizalikim natera, shenema libilki asois mechukis ateiveis, v'nema lisikribu ligaliz elbo, kelema lisikribu lidvorim amibim lidil elbo, hoei se dobo mechukis elu harilochoshut harayis, he also liodom likhit viyarov. So first he mentions kiroboso, but derech taive. There is a chiyuv malchus. But then he mentions something that does not involve physical contact. Likhit viyarov, biraglo, uliomeis beinov leachas narayes, ulisrikimo, ulhokel reish. What does that mean? It doesn't involve physical contact. But it's also done in an erratic way, you know, winking with the eyes, you know, like they're putting, I mean, and or to talk, you know, indecent talk to women. And they do it because they derive an erratic pleasure from talking that way, you know. There's no malchus. Umakin l'mischadim l'dover zeh, if he does it k'dil henis, if he looks at women, divatikal k'dil henis, not derech nimus. He talks to a woman, so he looks at her. You talk to a man, you look at him, so you talk to a woman, you also look at her. But he's mischadim, derech taim, in an erratic way. So it's maximalus, there's no malchus. But it's mashma, it's misraisi. והמסתכל אפילו בקטנו של אישו ונסחבים להנס כי מי שמסתכל במפי נטיר ואפילו נראה ציפידו זה דרך טייב ואפילו נשמע כולל בו אם לירי שר או עושר if he is מסחבים להנס by looking at a woman's hair, I mean, and by listening to her singing and these mischabim lehenes, so that's also osa. The advorim halolu hoilu asurim b'chayobi lavim umuter liistakel b'fnei apnuyo ulivotko b'imsulo b'imbulo klishiri in nor bein of yisen or bein was a tzadisa to loeido shrolaske aber in stakke versions I mean just to look at girls I mean lehenis versions means in a vatic way it doesn't mean has shown versions that he has intentions of committing zmus versions means in a vatic way that's improper harayoina brisko raiti leinai ומועז בין אופסו ומותה ליודום להביד בישתי כשנידו ואף על פי שיהיה אותו ואף על פי שיש לי לנו הסלי בינינו פיריו הויל וימותרס לי לאחר זמן אין לי בו בזה לדבר מחשוב so the Rambam says that it's muta to be mistaken husband is allowed to be mistaken Beishtei, while she's an ego, even if he has kavone to be nene, because she's beautiful, so he has a noye from her. So it's muta beishtei. That's what the Rambam says. But she needs. But the Rambam says that by shish and by nervo, so even if he's mistakil, with henne mistakusa, he doesn't look at it. Because he talks to her, so he looks at her, you know, the way you look at the man when you talk to him. But if he's nene, so then it's also it comes within the love, the troshe of Luisino, Luisena Lia, and there is a psikte. The psikte says, Neov Beinov Nikone. That means if somebody looks at women, you know, in erratic way, you know, so then that's also called new. So why is it Mati Balbish Nido? So there is one simple purpose. I'll tell you, I mean, when you mention it to some Rabbonim, they'll probably jump at you. But what I'm saying is mentioned by Rishani and by many achim, but it's not the Rokoshim. They are the shaming who hold the country. The Besyosek and Simen Kutsavikei says the country. And all this morning, they mention the Besyosek, they don't mention that other shaming, they don't mention that other shaming. Nido is not an help. Even though the Roshan Rambam here is, the Rambam is, ומותה ליודום להביד בישתי כשהיא נידו ואף על פי שהיא ארבו so it doesn't mean ארבו here in the strict sense of ארבו he means it's a chorus that's what and that I heard from my father's friend that nido is not ארבו nido is not ארבו why isn't it an ארבו because an ארבו is only a woman in Yiddushin is not Yiddushin and the blood is a mamza. But need of Dushin is status. There is a chiv kares. But the Dushin is status. And the halacha is that the blood is kosher. It's kosher like Amre. Furthermore, the halacha, the Gemara in Tmure, the Rambam Pasuk like that. There is halacha of Eslan Zeyna. In other words, if somebody gives a woman, you know, a clear, let's say, a schar for the beer, so that is possible in his beach. So what does it mean? Only if he gives it, let's say, a schar for the beer, let's say, of an isha, where the beer is a beer's noose. But suppose he gives his boa, his mizan, his boa, which is a beer, and he gives a clay, a schar for that. So then it's the Rambam Pasuk that it's not possible in Zbeach. Why? Because the B.A. the Nido is not in the B.A.'s news. And even the Blazer who says that Ponu Habol Apnui is a Zeyne, is a Soli Kune, that's Ponu Habol Apnui. But Baal Habal Ishtinido, even Rebbe Lezer is made there, that she doesn't become easy. I mean, put up a lot from there, there is no chorus. So it becomes a zayne according to the old and past one. But Chavuza says, the cheese is in it. But Baal HaBaal Ishtimido, there's a chiv chorus, she doesn't become zayne, even according to Chavuza. Why? Because Bi'e Ishtimido, since it's also in Baal Ishtay, is nothing with the business. But it's a nisa like chilef, like dam. There is a chiv chorus, but she's not an elf. It's a matter of fact. The shaila is a kihoi bal yaver. Suppose an anos will say to a Yisrael that he should go al nishtimino, if not he'll kill him. So, Chafetz Chaim, because in one of his sforim, I don't remember, so he says that it's kihoi bal yaver. And he mentions the Bes Yosef in Simen Kuf Tzadik Hei. I don't think of David to go over that Bes Yosef in Simen Kuf Tzadik Hei. There's a Chuvis Haramban. There's a Chuvis Haramban that if the husband is a doctor and the wife is a nido and she is sick, so then the husband is allowed to hold her hand and take a fault. Because the mokim chayli is muta, so nigi is not osa if she is. So then Yosef says, maybe the Ramban says it because we should tose because the Ramban shita is that kill boso without bia is not osa with the rice. So maybe there is no yoy boyan. According, but maybe. He says Tzorachim, he doesn't say. He says Tzorachim, but maybe according to the Rambam, the killed Bosom without the angel of the right, say, maybe it's even the old Baliaver, even if he's a Chilashi, he's a funny, because of Abisrae Darais. Because of Abisrae Darais. Maybe. So the Shach is massive in Simikut Zarikim. So he says, how could it be Abisrae Darais because of the love of life? Of Kirov Bosa, the Rambam says, there are Taive here, he doesn't know there are Taive. He wants to find out a pulse. So the Shach is massive. So we see from the Bes Yosef that an Isa of Nide, Lode Alanito, is definitely your Rambam. That's the Shite of the Bes Yosef in the Rambam. But there seems to be Machlokes Chamber. Now, because the yeshiva had Shailas Yitzhubes Kmei Yehoshua, that's the grandfather of the Yehoshua and Shas. The Shailas Yitzhubes Kmei Yehoshua. So there is a Tshube. In Shailas, that's the grandfather of the Yehoshua and Shas. So the Shailas Yitzhubes Kmei Yehoshua has a simen, a Tshube. If let's say somebody is forced by an anus to be boal ishtimido, if not, he will be killed, whether it's yod or yad or not. So he discusses it, and then he comes to the conclusion, the same conclusion that my father said, the shalos tefil yishla, that there is no yod or yad. Why? Because nido is not gilarais. Gilarais, of course, there is an Issachores, but since Dushni is Tefes, and the Bia is not even a Bia's noose, so maybe not an elbow, but sometimes you find the Lashon Apel Pishe elbow. But it doesn't mean in the sense of Arayas. It means elbow in the sense that there is an Issachores. It's analogous to all Arayas, that there is a fifth chorus, but it's an Issa like Chaylet. Like Chaylet, there is chorus. So Baal Ishtimido, there is all sorts. My father says it's not mistada to say that she is an elbow if the Bia is not in the Bia's nose. And even according to Reb Lezer, she doesn't become a Zayin. And there is no such thing an elbow. What is an elbow? Every woman, she's in Nido every month. So she's an Alvor, then she's no Alvor, then she's again an Alvor, then she's no Alvor. She's like an Alvor. As a matter of fact, now I'm aware of what the Minchas Chinuch says, but the lotion of the Ror in the Chinuch is not mashma like. Mitzvah reish sadik vov, nechinuch, shenitztavinu likadesh Hashem. Uvifeiru shom ruzal, kigimu mitzvah seim, shechai vodum shiyoreg aleyen. Nuliyaver bem leilo, veim abrizore vechol abizraye, keleim akol inyin sholo, hooso lonu, mikeach halavin amyuchodim bo, uchmei sheniforesh nemato beres Hashem, vechein gilu arayes, vechol abizraye. Then he says, "Vinyan arayos shenerogin aleim lomduz aleisei lifishehukshon aram rosso leritzeach. Maritzeach yori val yaveir muishamanu kei naram rosso yori gveal yivileisa. Kiatiro." לעתים של משול עם חינום רק למדיניין ואידרו איסי בעניין מצווה זו בספרי מאירי is that no, I mean the ראש, the חינוך שרבי הפעם, אני לא יהי שמרי שבכל אישו שקדוש נטייקסים בו כגן אלמונו לכן גודל כרושו וחלוצו לכן הדיית Mamzeres and Sinon Yisroel, Bas Yisroel in Mamzer, Shemen Arayes, Lehori Gale. So he says that he Yahanos forces him to be born, he's a Kayan, let's say, to be born al Krusho, since Kdushin is the Ifes. So it's not Gil Arayes, it's another Isa, it's not Gil Arayes. So he seems to indicate that the criterion whereby we determine whereby we determine as to whether it's a rayas or not a rayas is the fact whether Dushin is status or Dushin is not status. Since by Almonelik Vodul Khrushalik in Hedyet, Dushin is status, so no, it's not a rayas. According to Rabbi Akiva, that Dushin is not status, so then it would be all over life. But we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. We pass like Shiratimon. That's how. But neither is Yushin Teifes. So Ele, it should be Yavu Valyor. That's how it's much. The Mechaschino, I know what Mechaschino says. He says, the Chinuch says, since Dushi is Eifes. So he says, so that's strange, because then he should follow that Bainidi is not Yorgor Yavya, but she says that Bainidi is Yorgor Yavya. That's what Mechaschino says. But the Pashtus Aloshin of the Chinuch is not that way. He's not that way. As a matter of fact, and the Chalice of Chubas from Yerushua mentions, he says, why is Barayis Yorgor Yavya? Because there is a hekesh between Naram Rosso and Ritziche. Gashiyoko Mishal Rei Urtochel Kina Dovrazeh. So Mele, we learn now just as by Naram Rosso. So it's not Latzir bin Afshei. If somebody is really Kacha Naram Rosso Leonso, so if you cannot say Naram Rosso except by killing the Redev, so he's allowed to in Shialo. How the Ishmi Shialo Matsil? The Af, Matil bin Afshe. So Mele, by Ritziche too. So we have to kill the Redev in order to be Matil the Nirbe. And then there is a Hekesh between Naram Rosso and Ritziche, the other direction. Just as by Ritziche, it's Yorgo Yaveh, because my Chazis, so by Naram Rosso, it's also your loyalty because my son is now there. Rashi, and this the Shalos of Chubas Pnei Yeshua says, and there is also a Chuban Davin Ezer. He discusses that question, whether it's your loyalty and Milo. So he mentions a riot from the Rashi in Sanhedrin, the Findalit. So Rashi in Sanhedrin says that Naram Rosso or any other airport, on account of the fact that she becomes pogo and the blood is a mamzer, also male in tzarayes and nikn latzer bin afshin, thus implying that if somebody will be raided achanid or yonso, since the blood is not, she doesn't become pogo, and the blood is not pogo, is not a mamzer, so then it's not nikn latzer bin afshin. The child is Jewish from Yeshua, so maybe the same thing is true of your Goyabo too, because it's all based upon the Hekesh between Ritziche and Naram Rosso. So just as in regard to Niklasil bin Afshe, neither does not come within that category, because the blood is not in Amzel, so it's not in Elbow. So the Gabriel Goyabo, neither doesn't come within that category either. Within that category either. So the Shalosh Chubas Pnei Yeshua says that, and the Abnezer says this. My father also said, I think that my father mentioned that he heard it from Reb Chaim too, that it's Mistada, that by Nido it's not Yor Bal Yavin, because Nido is not an album. It's a Nisakoetz, like Achilas Chayim, but it's not an album, because the Kedushin is Tefes, and the Bia is not in the Bia's news. Even according to Reb Lezer, who says that Pona Abola Pniyot becomes a Asur Lepone. But Nido, she doesn't become Asur Lepone. Starting with Bia's news, how could she be considered an elf? Yeah. And so the Abinader also says the same thing. And that's the Pashas Aloshin of the Chinuch. But then there is something strange. The Ritva. Now, who is the Mechaber of the Chinuch? The Ro. Definitely not the Ebo. It starts in the Kutzayif. The Chidush of Ikva Meshochem and the Sugye of Yoy Bar Yaveh. So the Pashtus Aloshin of the Chinuch in Reish Adivor, Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, the mayor, tends to indicate that Anigo is not Yor Bar Yaveh, because he mentions as the criterion that where the Dushin is status or Dushin is nothing. because of it, the Ritva, Kishen Horoza, Kidua Arayes, the Amrinum Lies, the Humrezu, Dafkei Rediki, Isure de Raise, the Mise, Oi Adiiket Gam, Acher, King Israel, Sheboa Lachas Narayes, Oi Alanido. So he mentions the name of the Ro, that Nido it's your Goyave, like Beshios. Now, for the Chinuch implies that the criterion is whether Dushan is status or not, so they tend to indicate by Nido since Dushan is status, it's not a rise. He just, and he's a chorus, like Achilas Chiller and Dam, Neisat. But, so the answer is, all the poskim say that they were two Rosh. Rosh means Rabbi Aharon HaLevi. The Chaber of the Sefer HaChinuch is Rabbi Aharon HaLevi. And the Rebbe of the Ritva was Rabbi Aharon HaLevi. But they were two Rabbi Aharon HaLevis. In other words, the Baal HaChinuch was not the Rebbe of the Ritva. The other Rosh, the one was Masik and the Tiras HaBayis. That was the Rebbe of the Ro. And the Rabbi Aharon HaLevi, the Chaber of the Sefer HaChinuch, was also a Talmud of the Ramban, and he had the same name as the Rebbe of the Ritva, Rabbi Aharon HaLevi, but they were two Ros. So apparently there is a machlekes between the two Ros, whether it's Yoreg or Yaveh. The Ro, the Rebbe of the Ritva, holds, as the Bishyo said, that since there is an Issachores by Nido, so it's also a Rais. Dushin state is a special halacha, but it's a Rais anyway, because the criterion is the Chiyuv Kores. And the Baal HaChinuch, he holds no, the criterion is not Kores or not Kores. The criterion is whether Dushin state is or Dushin is not Kores. And according to Rabbi Akiva, the thing Dushin takes in the Chayav Olavim, and the blood is a mamzah, tamoy chayiv alavim, so it's yoy bal yaver and chayiv alavim too, but we pass like shinatimoni. So there's a machleket between the two Ros. I mean, this is the babo, that the Ros and chaber of the chinuch is not the same as the Ros, the rebbe of the so yoy machleket. Now, so the shayiv of Chubis, Yeshua and Abunezer, they say that according to Rashi and Sanhedrin, Nido, because Rashi emphasizes the Gabi Nikolatzil Dinapshe, that only because when the blood is a mamza, the blood is a mamza, so the male Nido, it's not Nikolatzil Dinapshe. According to the Rod Rebbe of the Ritva, I suppose, that if somebody will be reading Achara Nido Yonso, so it's also Nikolatzil Dinapshe. It's also Nikolatzil Dinapshe. I don't have it mentioned explicitly, but it could follow. Anyway, now let's see. Let's see the thesis. In Sanhedrin, the Sukhobashi Sanhedrin. Oh. Hateo Idol in Sukhobashi Sanhedrin. The mean asked, Rav Kane, how can you push and say that Nidishon Yehudi by Gavre, Efshari Vinayaras, Beinma Heves? So Rav Kane said, Sukhobashi Sanhedrin. We used to put them pierces. So, din tema, bo yichudi raisi, ki yashino michiyo sischo, chicho, venimecho, veiche ose krod, divri kabolo, limishre, ma yichsi bi raisi. So how can it be muter? But there is an israel raisi of chichud, no a rais, except the special heter, venimimei, and of even Bitei and the Achrisi that are Akroi, but otherwise, by all our eyes, there is a Mishra Raisa to be Mishyachet. So how can we say Suga Rosh Hashanah? The Yesh Leimar, the Liosho Teiro Elokei Nimei, the Loyavide Dimishtarye, King Nimei, but except that by Nimei there is a special head up, otherwise it would be Osir. Avon Nide Sefer Litai. So in other words, what's the chapter is? Because Sefer Litai, so what? But it's before Tara. It's before Tara. This means Nido is not an analogy. Because since she is destined to be terrorist to the bar, and every month she's a Nido, she's a Sura based Nido. So it's a Nisakores, like Chere, but now she isn't. And now she isn't. And the same thing the Shem say in Yevomes, the first Mishnah, Chomish Eschim Noshim, Petris Sorisayan, Bitzores Sorisayan, 15 Arayas. So the Shem does the Kashi, why isn't there a 16th Elder? Nide. So the Shem say, Nide doesn't pattern. Nide doesn't pattern, not only doesn't pattern the Tzorek, even she is not an hour. All right, we can say there it's like the Din of Zike, so it's not an hour. But the flame shot.